The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is Michelle Kor. I trust my lashes to Lashinaflash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lashinaflash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lashinaflash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandin drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lashinaflash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there is no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. As promised, we've got Hercules coming up from you, a.k.a. I have a name, Kevin Sorbo. That's an inside private joke, by the way. Friday, August 20th, Kevin will be joining us at a theater near you, not live, but on Memrex, for his latest release, What If? Also joined by Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, and founder of LostMoney.com. Wayne has recovered over $200 million for the American public, plus another $30,000 we brought in last week, and we're going to give away more money this week, as promised, cold hard cash. Lori Baker, director of the Barter Group, will be joining us a little later. If you think barter is only for small transactions, you are in for a big surprise. And now, very special guest, Bill Montgomery, tested, proven leader, Maricopa County attorney. Bill Montgomery brings a wealth of experience and time-tested leadership to the voters of Maricopa County. He has dedicated his personal and professional life to serving others. And as I mentioned to Bill, I said, this is a virgin voyage for me. I really have not touched politics on this show before, but two of my very dear and trusted friends, Kurt Wilhelm and Gia Heller, said, you really have to meet Bill. You have to talk to Bill. You have to get his story out. He's an incredible life story, and he really is different than any other platform that's out there. And I love being controversial, but I haven't talked much about SB 1070 yet, so we'll be sure to break into that all later right into the program. But Bill, welcome, and again, thanks so much for coming down, joining us in person. And we got to talk a little bit before the show started about your personal story, but it's such an inspirational story for anybody right now. Could you share a little bit about that before we get into your platform?
Sure thing. And I'm feeling no pressure with what Kurt and Gia told you.
Excellent.
I was born and raised in Southern California, just south of South Central Los Angeles. In fact, I was born in Linwood And I can tell people that now because that's where Lindsay Lohan went to jail. So they at
Excellent.
Least have a reference for it.
Of course. I always tell people I'm from Alaska, where Tom Baudette and, you know, Jewel are from.
There you go. Yeah, now, I wasn't born in jail. I was born in St. Francis Hospital there, let's be clear. I grew up predominantly in a city called Paramount, which is right next to Watts and Compton. You know, two places no more for gang rapsters or gangster rapsters and drive-by shootings and anything else. But I was raised there by a single mom, where there were times the only income we had was from welfare. And she raised myself and my younger sister and younger brother under pretty difficult circumstances. There were times we lived across the street from gangs, you know, neighborhoods where there was a lot of crime. Moved a lot. I went to six different elementary schools by the time I started the sixth grade. Moved 13 times by the time I graduated from high school. But nonetheless, you know, there are two important lessons that I learned from that experience. The first was that circumstances are what we deal with. They do not dictate who you are or what you can become. And that if you use the talents and abilities that you've been blessed with, you know, dream big dreams, set high goals, and then work hard to accomplish them, each of us can become the man or woman we were created to be. And I wound up becoming my high school's first graduate to go to West Point, served on active duty for 6.5 years, and then later on went to law school to become a prosecutor, and had the honor of being the Republican nominee for Attorney General of Arizona in 2006. And then found myself in a circumstance working in the county attorney's office when it became apparent that Andrew Thomas was going to resign to run for attorney general, of making a run for the open seat. And with the encouragement of my wife and a lot of friends and other family members, we're in the race with 10 days to go.
You make that sound so simple. I mean, you've overcome so much adversity because all that strength and will and desire had to come from within. I mean, you didn't have any tools around you.
And you know, that's true. I don't want to give short shrift to it, but at the same time, you know, mention that circumstances are what we deal with. I had a specific instance where at the beginning of the 10th grade, we were homeless. My mom and brother and sister were living with one group of friends, and I was living with my best friend and his family so I could keep going to the same school. And the first day of school, I'm standing there to get my schedule, and I'm standing with my feet together so nobody could see that I had sewed up the inside of my shoes because they'd split over the summer. I grew. My pants were about an inch too short. My shirt was about an inch too short. And, you know, I looked around and I realized, you know, I'm not going to win the best dress contest. And I'm not going to win the contest for whose family has the most money. But if I sit down to take a test, there are no questions on the test about what I'm wearing or where my family is. And when I step out onto the football field, the only thing that matters is how hard am I trying? And I refuse to quit. I refuse to give up. And that was the first semester that I earned straight A's. So it really became a question of, do I want to be a victim of circumstances and just give up? Because it would have been easy, and nobody would have faulted me for it. It would have been, you know, what sort of is a societal excuse for people to not perform. It's just too hard. It'll be okay. And so, you know, actually, I really think that we ought to change how we approach at-risk kids.
Yeah.
And instead of calling them at-risk kids, we ought to call those kids destined for success.
Absolutely.
Because anybody who grows up under those circumstances knows what it is to deal with adversity, knows what it is to make the most of what little you have in order to achieve goals and accomplish tasks. And that's what I think are critical business skills or anything else, any other endeavor that we undertake in our adult lives requires us to do that. And so, you know, kids who are in those circumstances deal with it every single day. And we ought to be drawing their attention to the fact that they're destined for success.
Wow, that's so inspiring. You take a completely different approach to politics as well.
I do. I understand that because I'm running for political office, by definition, I'm a politician. But that doesn't mean I have to run for that office and treat it as politics as usual. I approach it from a service standpoint. As I've been around the community, I tell people among the reasons, the right reasons I have for running, the first is to serve. And I believe that the next county attorney has to have a service-based approach, not one looking to exercise anyone else's political agenda or serve for a purely political reason, simply because the county attorney's office deals with criminal justice issues, and that's right or wrong. It's not right or left. And so I also want to approach it from a leadership standpoint. You know, with all the strife and rancor that we've had within county government, and it's been on display this week, we need to have someone who's willing to lead by example and to show what it is to perform the duties of their office and uphold their oath with a focus on service to the community and without a focus on trying to create their own political warfare.
Well, I can agree with you more. I mean, that's why I can never get my mind around politics, because I can't get around what's true or what's right. and it's always what's popular. And you're not afraid to do what's right versus what is acceptable or popular by the masses.
No, in fact, I believe that what's right isn't always popular, and what's popular isn't always right. But going back to my days as a cadet, part of the character development and training that I experienced then had everything to do with choosing the harder right over the easier wrong. That if you stand up and do what's right and lead by example, and don't be concerned about who's behind you, keep a focus on the future, have a vision for success, and keep driving forward. And people will respond to that. And I'm looking to be a collaborative official in county government, working with everybody else. And I think that's the attitude that we need to have going forward. And it's sort of what's been reflected in both my personal and professional lives, that I look for common solutions and to work with other people. I don't keep a scorecard on who's wronged me and who's my friend. I extend an open hand to everyone and welcome them on the journey to accomplish things.
Well, I think people respond to individuals who walk their talk. I think that's what we're really looking for now. I can hear what people say, but their actions so often do not match their words, and then I just tune out.
Yeah, well, and I think that reflects what I can't argue, and I'd have to say is in many instances a justified cynicism that fellow citizens have and voters in general. And you mentioned walking the talk. I think that's very important. And when you have people, myself included, I'll put myself in this category. You've got someone who is running for a political office, and they present a platform. Voters ought to be very, very, I don't want to say cynical, but they should be very concerned and very involved in looking at who that person is and what they're striving to do. In my particular instance, I do have a history of accomplishment, and with my last year and a half in the county attorney's office, I worked as the auto theft bureau chief. I had a team of prosecutors and support staff, and we worked cooperatively with law enforcement throughout Maricopa County to handle all the felony auto theft cases. And in 2009 alone, we drove the auto theft rate down in Maricopa County by 35%. You know, and it wasn't magic. It was a lot of hard work. But I didn't handle all those cases either. I had to create an environment in which my prosecutors knew that their hard work was going to be acknowledged and that it was important, and that support staff understood that support staff did not mean that they were second-class citizens. No prosecutor who ever stands up in front of a jury to make a closing argument got there on their own. There are paralegals, there are secretaries, there are others involved. And the law enforcement community is an important partner as well. And so all of us working together resulted in that big decrease. And I have to tell you, Michelle, that my approach to working in that way is the reason why I have the support and the endorsement of our county sheriff, Joe Arpaio. It's not a simple political calculus. It's the fact that I want to be a law enforcement partner, and it's also why I have the endorsement and the support of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, the Arizona Police Association, the Deputies Law Enforcement Association. You know, I like to tell people that, you know, the people who know the current temporary county attorney best are supporting me.
I love it. I love the law. Trust me, we're going to talk about that on the other side. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. We're visiting with Bill Montgomery, and we'll be right back. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. This is Michelle Corr with Vitabella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vitabella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vitabella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
During tough economic times, positioning your business correctly is critical. This means creating a consistent and compelling message across all mediums, radio, television, print, and internet. Wolf Creative can craft the perfect wording for articles, press releases, websites, and collateral material, including design of print materials, ads, and websites. Wolf Creative, 602-441-5621. That's 602-441-5621. Or visit JenWolfCreative.com, that's Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for more details.
This is Dr. Ron Mann with the eighth key element for survival, emotional intelligence. It is possible to be intellectually intelligent, but without an equal and corresponding emotional intelligence. Just because you have a good mind does not mean you have done any work on your emotional self. When you are highly stressed and your life is falling apart, strong emotional forces are put into play that oftentimes override the mind. Very smart people can make bad decisions and do impulsive things. When you are stressed and facing critical challenges, it is important to have all your resources at your disposal. Good reality testing, emotional balance, and the ability to moderate strong, intense feelings. For more, join me second Saturdays on 6 Degrees for Mastering Your Mental Game. Visit me at ronmann.com. That's ronmann.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to 6 Degrees, and the politics are dancing. If they weren't, they are now. We are visiting with Bill Montgomery, a tested, proven leader, Maricopa County Attorney. Bill is running for County Attorney. Again, if you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. And now the moment you've all been waiting for, we're going to tackle the SB 1070 thing. I really never thought it would happen on this show. I was going to say before the break, but I thought I'd save it for... Well, we'll let Bill get into it, but I used to work for Unsolved Mysteries, and I'm a huge fan of the legal system and the law, and people are always making fun of me because my background was sports television before, and when I couldn't get a job in sports television in L.A., I'm just going to call Robert Stack and go work for Unsolved Mysteries. They thought I was a big nerd, but they're like, why do you want to work here? I'm like, are you kidding? I live in Phoenix. There's at least two or three stories per episode where if they don't find them in Phoenix, it started in Phoenix, or the tip came from Phoenix. I'm like, you know, anything in the news, hey, meth is up 300%, but it's 400 in Phoenix. Look, we're winning. And I mean, I love the media. I got into radio after that, and I love the media, but I hate the media. They pick up certain things, and they don't give all the facts, and they don't bring both sides of the story. And with the way the whole SB 1070 thing blew up, it seemed like everyone was attacking Arizona, and they didn't have all the facts. Like, hi, you don't live here, by the way. Do you know that we're number one in kidnapping? Let us go through all the number ones that we have that you're completely unaware of. And it kind of reminded me, and again, I'm politically clueless, but of when we lost the Super Bowl years ago. Oh, Arizona doesn't want Martin Luther King Day. No, Arizona didn't want the banks and everyone to have another paid holiday. It was fine to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. So it's kind of like get the facts before you know what's going on. So that's just my little two cents there. But for any listeners that might not be as politically savvy, I should say, what is your stance on the issue for SB 1070?
Well, I supported 1070 when it was coming up for consideration. And I believe that it was another important tool for Arizona's efforts to fight the impact of illegal immigration. And you're right. For many people around the country, they don't understand how Arizona has had to try to deal with the effect of illegal immigration over the last couple of decades, and certainly over the last 10 years. And, you know, from 2000 to 2005, and I'll just offer up that the statistics I'm going to cite come from the Department of Homeland Security. They have their own Bureau on Immigration Statistics. But from 2000 to 2005, the number of illegal aliens in Arizona went from 330,000 to over 510,000. So that was a better than a 50% increase. And just the strain on our social service systems, whether you want to talk about education, health care, or even our criminal justice system had to bear the full brunt of those additional persons who were undocumented and therefore were not in a position to be contributing the same as other citizens or legal residents, it just became too much for us. You know, the strain was more than we could bear. In fact, estimates now of the cost annually to Arizona from those three areas, to educate, Medicaid, and incarcerate, is anywhere from $2 to $3 billion a year.
Let's just
even if we wanted to go with the low estimate, $2 billion, that's our budget deficit in the state of Arizona right now. So while I'm not going to say that if we did not have an illegal alien population, everything would be fine, we would still be dealing with difficult economic circumstances, it certainly would be on a vastly different scale. Well, the federal government obviously has not done its job. And so over the last several years, Arizona has passed an employer sanctions law to hold employers who knowingly or intentionally hire illegal aliens accountable. Arizona passed a human smuggling law, trying to deal with those who came into our country and bringing in others for a commercial purpose accountable. And that still was not enough. We still were dealing with the issues. So then we decided, all right, you know, the federal government is not hearing our complaints, is not coming to do the job they should do. So SB 1070 was initiated and then passed and signed into law. And so, you know, and then instead of the federal government taking precious resources and using them to bolster Border Patrol along the border, use resources to increase the number of ICE agents in Arizona to help us deal with the problem when illegal aliens are apprehended, instead they use those monies to sue us, to say that basically it is now the federal government's policy to not enforce certain immigration laws, and they will not allow anyone else to do so. And that's a gross disservice to the people of this country, and in particular the citizens of Arizona. And the other thing we have to consider, too, is this. Half of all illegal aliens and drugs smuggled into the United States comes across the Arizona border. So this is not anything to do with ethnic or racial hatred. It has everything to do with the practical consequences of ongoing unlawful and criminal conduct that impacts everybody within the state of Arizona. And because Maricopa County is a destination county, this is where those drugs and human beings are being brought to. We deal with it in a much greater manner, and we have to have an approach to it. The rancor and the criticism of SB 1070 at its core comes from a misreading, if anybody bothered to read it, and a misapplication of what we were trying to do. When you have senior administration officials testifying before Congress, and after criticizing our law, admitting that they've never read it, that's just gross. That's malpractice at a governmental level. And you know, the day before Governor Brewer signed it into law, my opponent, the current temporary county attorney, demanded that she veto it, said it would be too difficult to enforce and would lead to racial profiling. And the very next day after she signed it into law, that's some of the things that we heard from those on the left side of the political spectrum, calling us racist and demanding boycotts of Arizona. It's not acceptable.
That's my problem with everything. Is like, I always want to be non-judgmental. I always want to represent both sides. But it's like, just have the facts before you make your opinion. Just know what all the facts are. You can still choose left or right, but have the correct information. I don't really watch TV and I don't really listen to the news. And
you're
because
blessed.
Of, yeah, really, it's called ignorance is bliss. And, because of all the craziness surrounding it, I had no idea Nashville flooded. Like, I hadn't heard anything about Nashville. I was like, how did I miss that?
You figured you were still able to listen to country music, so it must have been okay.
Right. I figured everything's fine in Nashville. But I was like, wow, it's really sad. And then having, mm-hmm. Friends and family, of course, around the U.S. and everyone having to throw their two cents in. It's like, you know what? You don't live here. And you don't really know what's going on. And I mean, I have a friend in Scottsdale who has a 14-year-old niece that got involved in like the sex trade stuff in Tucson.
Yeah.
This is Scottsdale. And we need to think this is happening right here at home, not somewhere on the border, not just on the west side. This is affecting everyone everywhere. And I think we need to break it down to when people understand where it affects their bottom line or where you're paying for this out of your own pocket, and what dangers your family may be in. Maybe it'll take a little bit more time to get the facts. And again, you can still decide either way.
Yeah.
But know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't mind principled opposition. If there's someone who wants to say that they don't want to see the law enforced and that is their, they've got a different take on illegal immigration, that's fine. I don't agree with that. You know, I'll represent my point of view just as strenuously. But at least if you're going to be informed on the issues and know what the circumstances that we're dealing with, and you want to come up with a different conclusion, okay, I respect your opinion. But most of what we were hearing in opposition to 1070, and still today, is born out of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you don't like it, but you know what the problems are, then come up with a different solution.
Yeah, that would be my follow-up
question.
Instead
of just, right.
Yeah, you don't like it? Okay, what are you going to do to resolve this issue?
Well, that's a great question, but we're not going to have to do anything about it because Bill's going to take care of it for us. And you can visit, aren't you?
Yes.
You can visit Bill directly at Montgomery 2010. That's Montgomery at 2010. Now, let me tell you, as little as I know about politics, how amazing Bill is. Bill has his personal cell phone number on his website. Now, when else are you going to be able to reach out and touch your favorite politician? Would you like me to give your number out?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, again, you're not going to hear this before. I won't be giving Kevin's number out later. So 480-703-1608. That's 480-703-1608. I've never seen someone before that willing to really be of and for the people and for public service. So thank you so much for letting me be a part of everything that you're creating, and best of luck to you. I hope you'll come on after you win.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, the formula is a little bit of luck and a whole lot of votes.
Awesome. Well, you got ours.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We're going to be back on the other side with Lori Baker, director of the Barter Group.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Paul, the great what if?
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Hi, I'm Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. Did you know that the underlying cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is inflammation at the cellular level? Inflammation attacks the weakest areas of the body first and can cause a wide variety of symptoms, from intestinal trouble to chronic pain, from hair loss to sleep disturbances and more. To reduce inflammation, fibromyalgia patients would be wise to adopt dietary changes by consuming whole foods, fruits and vegetables, and by avoiding red meats, packaged and processed foods, sugar and gluten. Relief is guaranteed to be on the way. For more on treating fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Visit me at Stetson Chiropractic. We'll get you and keep you back to health. Call for your complimentary consultation, 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955, or visit StetsonChiropractic.com.
Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. Gonna find her.
Promised, I am bringing her in right now, actually. Wow, there's not a lot of songs that go with Barter, but I thought that one was perfect. So we're visiting with Lori Baker, director of the Barter Group. Many Arizona businesses are turning to barter organizations to offset the cost of trading products and services with a network of other companies. So if you think that barter is only for small transactions, you are in for a big surprise. Lori, it's such an honor to have you here today. I had the pleasure of meeting you through a friend a few weeks ago, but I feel like I've known you forever, and I really really love everything that you're doing over at the Barter Group. And it's a subject that's really interesting for me personally, because I understand a lot about barter and trade, being in radio, being in media. The world wants to barter and trade me. But again, that's usually an exchange of a product for a product or service for a service. And I don't necessarily always need that service. And you are a local Arizona-based family. You've been around for over 30 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
And women-owned. So women-owned. Very special. Love that. I always love promoting other women in business and their efforts to, well, really help the community and everyone around. Now, when did you get into barter originally?
I have been at the Barter Group for 15 years now.
Wow.
So I'm second generation running the company. And I want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun being
hanging out. I love being a solutions provider in a way, because there's so many. I'd like 6 Degrees to always be things that people need, you know, career and finance, health and wellness, relationships, spirituality, and community. And actually, all of those are available at the Barter Group. So, I mean, hey, we're a perfect fit.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Barter Group. We've been in the Valley for 30 plus years. Mm. We have a member base of 450, probably more than that.
That's a lot of active businesses.
We'd like it to be more, always growing. And so incorporating the social media, we've noticed a huge bump in our member base. So I think people are really embracing that. What we're trying to do, I mean, barter, pretty much everybody knows about it. It's been around since the beginning of time. So we're trying to modernize kind of an age-old concept so we could put sort of a progressive spin on this age-old concept of barter. So we know that we're stable. We've been in the Valley 30 years. We have a lot of members that have been with us for that long.
I think that speaks volumes, because I have to tell you, I watched a little video that you have, and you have it on your site, and that's bartergroup.com, bartergroup.com. And when I was watching these transformations, this video really spanned time. And you see, like, people from the beautiful woman from the herb box and her 10 years ago, and now her again providing a testimonial. I mean, that speaks volumes to the quality of a company when people will commit that long. Now, for those people that might be, I know you're taking it into the next century, but for those people that might be stuck in the dark ages or hear barter and don't really understand how they can use that and how they can help them. And I don't think there's been a better time or a better need for that than right now, because we're sitting on products or services or inventory that we can't use, that's not moving. There's other areas that we need money or, again, products or services. And through a barter group association, there is the ability to make those things work for us and not against us.
Well, I think something that probably the listeners or a lot of people don't understand is that barter is not one-on-one, which is sort of the vision that most people get when you mention that word. We've streamlined it so that when you join the Barter Group, you get an account. So you're able to bank dollars into that account and spend those dollars with any participating vendor. So you can spend it with anybody at any time for any dollar amount. So you're not limited to buying something from the person who you're selling to. So it opens up this huge marketplace of opportunities that you otherwise would not have. And most small businesses now are sitting on downtime and excess inventory with this sort of economic, I don't know, recessionary times that we're experiencing right now. So cash is tight. But the business owners have time, they have their product, their service, so they're able to offer that. That becomes their number one commodity, and so why not trade that for something that they're
you
really
can use.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Building their business with advertising, marketing. Well,
that's a good one. Let's use that example, because a lot of people need customers to sell goods or products or services to have money to advertise, yet they need to advertise to get customers. So it's this like vicious circle where if you've got stuff right now, you can work with, you've got a PR firm there, you've got Carla, you've got many different people or different aspects of possible advertising that they may have, in addition to all that you're doing through the social media at the Barter Group, as well as the exposure they get by being a member of the Barter Group. So, I mean, instantly, that's a pretty good community, because what I notice with these tight group, knit groups, they do their best to send business within that community. So now you've got 400 new friends or 4+ new friends aware of your business and product. They know that if, I mean, you don't do a super extensive screening process, but to some extent you do, Laura. I mean, not everybody that just wants to be a member can. You kind of want to know who they are and what they do. It's best if they've been in business a couple years so they have somewhat of a track record. So I think right there for me that makes me feel like, well, they must be safe. They had to fill out an application. And you also hold them to an accountability because you don't have the time to do a major background check. But if something's not happening or not flowing, they know that mom is looking over everything.
That's right. That's what they call me. Boy, Michelle's got this down. I must have done a really good sales pitch 2 weeks ago because Michelle could sell the barter group. She's just got it all. And so everything you say is true. We do vet as best we can potential members. So contractors all have to be registered. So they all have to have ROC licenses. So, so yes, there is a standard. There is a process to becoming a member.
Well, that's why I thought it was easy for me to understand. And yes, you do an incredible job educating, but because it's the same kind of process I do on the show. I don't promote anything I haven't done or couldn't be passionate about. And helping people find solutions and save money is huge, or again, maximize what they already have and turn those into assets and commodities.
So a real life story, furniture store has excess inventory. It's actually collecting dust in the warehouse. But they need advertising, marketing, web design. They'd love to engage into social media, but they really don't know what they're doing, and that is an art form in itself. So I say, well, let's wipe off the dust on those couches, and let's market them to the members. You'll now have barter group dollars in your account, and we can give you referrals for, you know, top talent to strategically plan a marketing program, which is going to build cash customers and increase their sales.
Right, because let's say you do exchange something within someone from the group, that person then becomes a walking testimonial to their clients that maybe aren't barter members, but will be delivering cash business to you.
Another thing is, like with retailers, in a soft economy, they most often have to discount their product and or service in order to get customers in the door. Well, with barter, it's always you always trade at retail to retail. There's no price gouging, but it's a retail to retail transaction. So wouldn't you rather get 100 cents on the dollar than 30 or 40 cents on the dollar? And use those barter dollars for things that you're currently spending cash on. It actually has more power now than perhaps a cash dollar.
Well, and speaking about that and the amount of your spending on the dollar, the fact that you are a local company and I would guess the majority, if not all, of the companies within the barter group are also local companies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are really passionate about spending local, and the amount of change, or I think it's 43 or 47 cents or something per dollar spent, stays in Arizona when you're buying local, and it's like 13 cents when you're buying national. So yet another reason to support local businesses. And when you're doing something that's a cross promotion for you, you're only going to get things back as well.
So support the local community, save your cash, meet other small business owners. I mean, it's just a win-win scenario, I think, for all small business owners.
Now, we're talking about the business owners themselves, as well as anyone with a good product, a service, even if they're individual. But also, you've got amazing incentives. This is something that an employer could use to find employee benefits. So things that they could do to improve morale or save them money on doing great things for their employees, even if it's, you know, a catered lunch once every Friday or something.
Well, I think it's a... Right now, with the dollar being so hard to come by, business owners are taking away benefits, and that's sort of, you know, you're losing key employees. So let's use your barter dollars for medical and dental plans. You can put a full medical and dental plan, create your own sort of HMO or PPO using your barter group dollars, which instead of spending cash, now it's an employee benefit. It's a write-off to your company, and you're able to save your key employees. So I think that's a wonderful way to use your barter dollars. But then there's also your personal life, and that's also important.
Oh, yes.
It's just your health.
Personal pampering.
Well, your health is the most important important thing we have is our health. So here's a way to use your barter dollars for your personal life as well, because yes, you need to go to the spa or you take a vacation.
You know, we're teasing about it, but yeah, that's really important right now because we are cutting back on so many things, but we are our greatest asset. And so maybe you've stopped getting that massage, maybe that facial, maybe that manicure, and to continue being good to yourself and finding a way that maybe there's something you have that could be of, that cost you nothing, that could be of service to someone else, and you could get something back in exchange. It's really important that we treat ourselves well during this time.
So instead of cutting back, exactly, what you would do with cash, it's like the first thing that comes out of your budget would be your massages or your facials, or how about your family vacation? Like right now, we have members in Maui, and you know, it's a $4,000 package that they use their barter group dollars on, which they would have never allocated cash for. So now a family gets to relax together, and I mean, you can't put a price tag on it. It's something that they absolutely would not have done if they didn't have the barter group dollars.
Awesome. We're going to be talking more with Lori on the other side of this break. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And Lori is also giving a very special offer to our listeners. We'll tell you about that on the other side. Hi, I'm Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit DegreesMedia.com.
Hello, I'm medical intuitive Jay Caliendo. I have worked with health practitioners in the Valley for over 15 years. It is my opinion Valinda Dupre is one of the more gifted therapists. She's a slice above anyone in her field. Valinda specializes in emotional release, body energy, lymphatic massage, fibromyalgia, and much, much more. Take it from me, one who really understands energy. To feel better physically and emotionally, Valinda Dupre is my choice. 602-765-1109. Medical Intuitive Jay Caliendo.
What if you had the perfect life?
Will you marry me?
Of course, Penny Bear.
What if God had other plans?
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
What is this?
Call the great what if. See, every now and then he chooses someone to re-examine their life.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Gives him a second chance.
Mommy, Daddy's crawling on the floor.
Dad, no, I'm not anybody's dad.
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
When you walked away, you broke two hearts. And now he's given you another chance.
From producer Jerry Jenkins, author of the Left Behind series.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe. Patiently waiting on you.
You can leave it.
Yeah.
Well,
Well, that was a surprise. Well, that was not going to be. I mean, I love Barry White, and that'll go out to my friend Harold if he's listening. But yeah, that was from last week's show. Not sure how that popped in, but very hot, very hot. So I was going to play a little India RE. It was more of the feel I had going on, but it's always nice when it throws me off my game. Anyway, you are listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. We are coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 1067 Phoenix Scottsdale. And don't forget, later in the show, we promise Hercules, a.k.a. Kevin Sorbo. He will be coming to you live. Well, not so much live, but in the theaters August 20th for his latest release, What If? We get to promote it here first because we've got friends in high places. So we're talking with Lori Baker about the Barter Group, and I think one of the most exciting aspects, and we're going to give you some personal examples of what you can do with the Barter Group, is that a lot of companies think that it's only for small transactions, and there's people that are, you know, Wayne was even talking during the break about, at one time, I mean, you'd been able to maximize about $30,000 a month of barter trade and goods, and to really utilize it to get what you needed, and especially if you're, you know, starting up right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in the first month of this year, we bartered over $30,000 just to prove that that's really a way to think outside the box now in this economy. It's excellent.
Yeah, so it's really important for any business owner, as well as any personal person or individual, or a company that's looking for ways to save yet not cut back, because all this cutting back is kind of having a, you know, a different effect. We're sending a different message to the universe, and we need to still be good to ourselves. We need to be good to our employees. And I think what intimidates people is they don't understand the process. And I think the biggest thing they don't understand is maybe they think it's like a gym. You sign up and everything's good, and they tell you a bunch of stuff, and then you're kind of left out there on your own hanging. You don't know how to use it, and then you feel intimidated by it, and then you don't know what to do. But quite contrary, and Lori's going to break this down for us, is that if you're not utilizing the system, it doesn't benefit anyone. Everybody has to be trading, and your accounts have to be, you know, you have to be spending, you have to be buying, you have to be doing all these different things in order for this system to work flawlessly. So you really take a lot of time to educate, you know, new members, as well as work within the current members of what they can do, how they can monetize this, so that they understand the system. Don't feel intimidated by it, because again, everybody's only going to win when it's working. It's not like a gym. You join in January, they never see you after March, and they get paid for the rest of the year, and they don't really care if they see you again.
And you don't get results, and so you cancel your gym membership.
Exactly.
But we have members that have been with us for, you know, 20 plus years, so we care. So let me just, you know, I'll kind of walk you through the process. So you become a member of the Barter Group, and if you follow us on Twitter, we have a Twitter special going on right now. We've got a promotion going on Twitter for free membership.
That's a $500 value, everyone, by the way, so in case you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, so it's Barter Group AZ if you want to follow us on Twitter. But then you join the group, you go to bartergroup.com. It's as simple as 123. You get on the sign up page, and it's just a one-page application. You can sign up online. You get a new member kit emailed to you, so all this can happen very, very quickly. And then we have a trade concierge department, so your trade concierge will call you as soon as we get the application entered into our database and really walk you through the steps. So now we've got you in our group, and then you go, now what do we do? Well, your trade concierge will hold your hand, walk you through the basics, so your first sale, your first purchase. And so you really get acclimated to what we're all about. And then you'll probably want to use the automated authorization line because we tend to chat a lot to our members. So if you're in a hurry, you probably won't be calling your trade concierge. But our trade concierges are on staff, and they're here to help. And so you always get a call back within 24 hours. And so we'll get you in the system, and you'll love it.
Yeah, and I've actually never, I mean, with as busy as you guys must be, I've never not called your office and had a live person answer the phone. I mean, near immediately. And I think, again, that makes you what my friend Harold would say is different, meaningful, and honest than other things I've seen out there. And it seems that other, again, with me, because I'm in media, a lot of people want to trade. And by doing that through the barter group, that opens me up to a variety of different products, goods, and services. So if you have tires and I have cookies, and I don't need what you have, but you need what I have, there's kind of a disconnect there, you know. Plus, I'd need a whole bunch of cookies. Which I clearly don't need, because we're on the countdown for my birthday in 2 weeks.
Yes,
so,
but then you'd have to join the gym.
Right, but I could do that on barter.
You could do that on
then
a
I'd
personal.
Need lipo. Yeah, so. Huh.
And we have the cosmetic surgeon. We've got Michelle covered.
Excellent. Then I'm not going to worry about it. I think I'll have another lint ball then.
She doesn't need any of that, by the way.
Thank you. And this is a really wonderful, I'm so blessed that all my guests really go out of their way to offer my listeners, my Facebook fans, and my friends some incredible value. So this is a $500 gift from Lori, and it's good for the entire week. So anyone either joining them on Twitter, sending them a message perhaps on Facebook, or just going to their website or calling directly, you know, tell them 6 Degrees sent you. But again, this is an incredibly valuable tool, and they're really going to help you use this to make it profitable for everybody. They can't win unless you win. And with the concierge service, they're going to make sure that this process is not intimidating, and you're going to be able to really get really excited about it. And it'll change your life, because you're going to start looking at everything you do differently in your personal life and your professional life. You're going to stop before you just go make a purchase and look at who's it within the group. You're going to build new relationships. And that's a really important thing just to talk about right now, because people know they have to work in some ways twice as hard to make half the amount of money they were mm-hmm. making before, and they know they need to be out, and they know they need to be networking, and I myself cringe when I hear that word. It means a bunch of people plugging into me like a surge protector. But in this kind of environment, people want to know, they want to genuinely learn about you, build the relationship, understand what you do, what they can provide you, what you can provide them. And if there's not a direct exchange, they can refer you, again, within the group. So there's that safety thing. And I think I like that now in my personal life and in my screening life. People have offered to screen my dates and my Facebook email. So I'm just, you know, why not all my business transactions? So I really like this, and thank you so much for offering this to everyone. And again, I forget, so many of the Voice America listeners that we love out there aren't live with us. They're listening Memorex. They're listening to the podcast, the archive. Thank you to the now 17,000 and some people approximately following us every 14 days. I don't know where they're coming from, but we're grateful. It's nice that we're big in North Korea as well, for some reason. I don't know if your barter dollars will work there, but maybe we can get you here. I don't know. So this is available to anyone, no matter when you hear this message. So just let them know that this is where it came from. But thank you again, Lori, for doing that. And let's talk now. I know it would be really fun to do an ongoing series with the barter group, but you had some really interesting things that happened on a personal level. You have someone that traded out about $20,000 a month or something ridiculously silly or a year in alimony things they were going to have to do that they managed to navigate through the barter system. So if you're getting a divorce, anyone, 85% of Maricopa County, another area that we score number one in, by the way. And it's not that because Arizona people are getting divorced. It's because people move here from everywhere else and file here. So we can't take credit for everything. But and you don't have to give any names or anything. But there was someone that said, oh, my God, they were able to leverage the barter group mm-hmm. to save them a lot of money. I mean, a large
$20,000 for the year in cash that was saved by using barter group dollars. And that's, you know, sort of a spousal maintenance thing for gardeners and pool service, rents.
Manicures, massages,
pool
boys.
The whole thing. So instead of having to go through all of his cash and his 401k plan, he was able to use his barter group dollars. And the beauty of that is that it was all with new business that he wouldn't have gotten had he not been a member of the barter group. So he took new customers, banked his dollars, and used it in a divorce settlement. And how cool is that?
Wow, that's going to keep you busy. You can have a whole separate practice just for that.
Yes, and we also have the family lawyer, so he can do divorces and child custody cases. So you can do the whole thing. You get married, and you go through the whole process on barter.
Oh, my God, we should make a little package.
Let's don't make it any easier than it is now.
What, to get married
to get divorced?
No, I think they need to make it harder. I was going to talk to Bill about that, but there wasn't enough time, because I've got some ideas for him on that end, but that'll be a different show.
so we got off the subject, you know, but barter is just that, I mean, it's just that flexible. I mean, you don't think about it, but there's so many places you can use your barter dollars.
Awesome. Lori's going to be back. I know it. And I'm going to be a member of the Barter Group, and I hope you will join me too. We are out of time, but go to bartergroup.com. We'll see you on the other side with Wayne Warrington.
You've been listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Connected.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges in advancing their careers and reaching their goals. There are corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners that have made their mark in business. Now you can learn their secrets and tips. Listen to Women Mean Business as your host, Bonnie Marcus, explores how to thrive in the business environment, navigate the workplace, and climb the corporate ladder. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and effectively promote yourself today.
Healthcare is a topic that is prevalent on everybody's mind these days. We've heard of the reform efforts that are going on in government. Where can you get some of the most up-to-date answers that you need? Tune in to Clint's Cures, Answers for Your Healthcare, with host Clint Mound. Clint has over 40 years of experience in the healthcare profession and is prepared to offer the answers and solutions to your questions. Listen to Clint's Cures every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
If your pets could talk, they'd tell you to tune in to Pet Shop Talk. Join internationally recognized animal massage therapist Lola Jean Michelin every week for a show that covers everything from nutrition, healthcare, and training for your pet or animal. Lola and her guest experts will bring you the latest trends in the pet care industry. And even if you're not a pet owner, you'll find out why pets do the crazy things they do. Tune in each Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you ready to talk football with the greatest wide receiver player and coach in NFL history? Tune in to Wide Open with Andre Rison. Andre is ready to talk to you and give his thoughts on the sport. There'll be celebrity guests, coaches, players, artists, and more. He'll go beyond the game with a look from the coach's point of view and feature a high school player each week. Tune in to Wide Open with host Andre Rison, featured Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Michelle Kaur. I trust my lashes to Lash and a Flash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lash and a Flash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lash and a Flash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lash and a Flash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandins, and drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lash and a Flash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lash and a Flash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there's no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kaur, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kaur.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 Phoenix Scottsdale. As promised, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Kevin Sorbo. He will be live in theaters, I should say, Friday, August 20th. Kevin will be coming to a theater near you to discuss, well, to show you his latest release, What If. Also, Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, founder of Lost Money. And we are visiting still with Lori Baker, director of the Barter Group. And we have found the solution for you for a lonely weekend. We have determined that you don't ever have to leave the Barter Group. In fact, you can do everything within the Barter Group. Go ahead, Wayne. I think we got it figured out. At first, we thought we'd start you with a matchmaker or something and send you on a date because there's a bunch of incredible restaurants. But then we thought, no, wait, we got to go before that because you need to look good for your date. And then we thought, well, we need to go before that because you have to have a picture. So let's say you're on Facebook and you've friended the Barter Group or you went to their Twitter page, we want to see who you are. But in order to do that, we need hair, makeup, wardrobe.
So
we
can right.
do,
can
we can accomplish all of that at the Barter Group. Then we can have Andrew, who you can't see, but we know that he is here in the studio. Andrew DiCarlo is actually filming today's show. I said we're moving to TV.
That's right.
And slowly but surely. But this program will actually be podcast and vodcast. So once we have you super fabulous, he takes your picture. Then we can actually match you up with someone, send you on a date, maybe even to see Kevin's movie, and out to dinner.
Dinner.
What else can they go do, Lori? Skydiving.
Skydiving, hot air balloon.
Ooh, I love hot air balloons.
You could buy your date some jewelry.
Jewelry.
Well, you're going to have to get her an engagement ring because once, you know,
I think you're jumping ahead a little. Okay, that's okay. A different package.
Okay.
We'll get there.
No, this was not the engagement ring. This was just to get lucky jewelry.
The lucky jewelry.
The lucky
which is bartered.
Jewelry, which is bartered.
Yeah. Now, do we have to tell our date that?
No, it wouldn't be a good idea.
Behind
the scenes. So, again, there's no excuse. See, on this show, I always love to say there's no excuse for you not to, number one, do things right because we're telling you how. And number two, money can never be an excuse because Lori is waiving the $500 application fee. So, again, anyone who hears this broadcast live or Memorex, iTunes, Podomatic, Facebook, wherever it might be, wherever you find it, you're going to find it on the Barter Group page and also through, any of our partners, Voice America. Anyone who hears that, there's no excuse for you not to get signed up. There's no excuse for you not to look good, feel good, and do good, as my grandmother would say. So, what else would we need? I think that pretty
much
covers it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the
limousine. Or a party bus.
If you're trying to score really, really big points with someone, hey, what are you doing next? What are you doing on the 28th? By the way, I should start kind of planning ahead. So I don't know where the year's going. It's kind of creeping up on me. But, everything you need.
And you could get, like, some really designer shades, you know, to look really slick. You could go to the optical boutique.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pair of hot sunglasses.
New clothes. Your hair
new
done.
Clothes.
I mean, we've talked.
Yeah.
It covers everything.
Well,
what
the thing
you
is, go to when the resort.
What wouldn't be covered? Oh, the resort. Spas. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wouldn't be covered.
Yeah.
You could get a his and her massage.
Oh, that's sexy.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think there's anything we couldn't do.
I'm in. I'm now, signing up today.
Wayne, think of you've been on some dates recently. Let's switch to Rain.
Oh, no.
There's so much topic for this program. So, I mean, think of the literally, you know, without kidding, the money that you could have saved having been any man that's a gentleman like Wayne, when you take someone out, I mean, you're going to pay. So, and you're investing also in your time. So, if you had someone screening those people prior, making sure, you know, like maybe even Bill Montgomery, making sure they didn't just get out of jail or, I don't know, maybe,
or
they're,
maybe
still
they're still
married. Right. And I mean, this is just
that,
a guess.
That was my
I mean,
favorite
I don't know if you've met anyone like this. Just a guess, just being a little intuitive here. But I mean, this could really solve some of your problems.
Yeah, the still married is I think, the number one item that they really should put on their profile.
I think it's really nice that we have such an incredible support team with Lori and the Barter Group. Plus, we have individual friends and family willing to screen our Facebook messages and our personal dates and matchmake.
Yeah, my whole family is willing to do that. I mean, even my ex-wife. I mean, everybody's willing. I'm sure the same is true with you, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They're coming out of the woodwork. It's really interesting. That'll be a show later.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I can't wait because I think what we should do next week, Lori, this will be your homework for the week, is we're going to seriously put a little barter package together and we're going to put it together for someone, some lucky person, joining the Barter Group. But you're going to have to email me and let me know you joined. You're going to have to let Lori know that it was through the show that you heard us. So does that sound fair to everybody?
Absolutely.
That
works for me.
Excellent.
Yes.
We're going to be back on the other side. We're giving away some cold, hard cash, like we promised, every week right here with the Lost Money Show, part of 6 Degrees. So don't touch that dial. Hi, I'm Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit degreesmedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Muich of Stetson Chiropractic. You've heard of gluten, but don't understand what it is. Well, gluten is that protein in wheat, barley, and rye. Sadly, that chewy protein that makes bagels, breads, and pastas taste so good is actually poison to an estimated 29% of Americans. Eating gluten may cause you to have an immune system reaction. The body is unable to break down gluten into soluble proteins. So instead of metabolizing it correctly, the body treats it as a foreign invader and produces antibodies to combat it. That overreaction may take many forms and cause immune reactivity, autoimmune or skin diseases, inflammation, neurological and digestive disorders, and other undiagnosed conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. Are you gluten-free? Well, Stetson Chiropractic will get you and keep you back to health. Join me, Dr. Ken Muich, the king of pain, relief that is, every fourth Saturday on 6 Degrees. Call for your complimentary consultation at 480-948-4955. That's 480-948-4955. Or visit StetsonChiropractic.com. No,
want a little time and no. Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. The Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, and I think everyone should be rich and, of course, full of love, peace, and happiness, and I think we're going to make that happen, Wayne. I think it's you and me, baby.
That's it.
You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. We are visiting with Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, and founder of LostMoney.com. He has recovered over $200 million for the American public. Wayne joins 6 Degrees each and every week to give away cold, hard cash. You said you had a surprise for me today.
I do.
We're giving away money.
We are.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Well, money.
Our goal was $10,000 a week at least, and unfortunately this week we were so overwhelmed. We were listed on some TV shows, and the next thing I know is we went through a couple of million, which was huge. So I had to break it all down and try to get down to that $10,000 point. So first, we just picked the Peterson family here in Arizona, and the Peterson family here in Arizona, and they're not all related, obviously, but there's $15,262 for the Peterson family.
Wow.
And I'm going to run through their names real quick. That's not the surprise.
Okay.
Okay, so 10.
Because I don't know them.
I know you don't. I know you don't. That's important. So Tanya, we've got $1,241 for her. Lynette, $1,456. Nancy, over $2,000. Lisa, over $900. Marilyn, over 900. Elizabeth, over 1,000. Tracy, Joyce, Christine, Richard, all over 2,000 to 3,000. and Eva over 1500. So the Peterson family need to contact us. We're going to be sending out little postcards to them during the next week.
We just kind of jumped in here. I need to mention that for anyone tuning into the show for the first time, Wayne is really the grandfather of lost money, unclaimed property, and the average American has $8,000 unclaimed, and 8 out of 10 Americans have money waiting for them, and they don't know about it. And the government is not, the insurance agencies, old bank accounts are not going to tell you about it. Legally, they don't have to. They're using that money for their own good. It's building interest and all kinds of other things. And there's how many billion, Wayne?
$1 trillion in unclaimed property. Now, there's only $34 billion that's sitting in the state levels, and that's what most people search is, you know, the state unclaimed property offices. So they really get misled thinking that, oh, I didn't see my name there, so I don't have anything. And it's just not the case.
And that's one thing we want to warn people about, because a lot of people think if it's too good to be true, they must be missing something. And this is a 100% free service. You will never be asked for any credit card, any kind of information at any point during anything while you are on the Lost Money site. If somehow you accidentally navigate away from there, I don't know how, and that's been asked to you, you're on the wrong place. So this is a nonprofit. There's no strings attached, no silly string. This is one of Wayne's really life missions to get the money back in the hands of the people where it belongs.
And here's the surprise.
Okay, good. I love surprise.
Everybody that knows Michelle knows how important her peeps are to her.
Yes, and anyway, okay, I haven't gotten feedback from everyone. I did get quite a bit of people on Facebook that let me know if they like the word peeps. My executive director, Kent, hates when I use the word peeps. I mean it with the most highest degree of affection, but yes.
And the bottom line is they're very important to you.
My peeps wanted
to prove a point here about this 8 out of 10 adult Americans having money to them. So all I did is I pulled up your Facebook and I looked at your friends list. And this is a good reason for all of you out there to get on her Facebook and join up now.
It's facebook.com/Michelle Corr.
Well, I just went through all of the top of the list. So do these names sound familiar? Because each of them have lost money coming to them. Ron Mann.
Oh, my God.
Jerry Linhart.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Christy DeWitt.
Yes.
Deborah Litt. Christopher Gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Anthony Pinna.
Yes.
Steve Gritt.
Oh, my God.
Kelly Hendon.
Kelly has money coming to her?
Okay, it really belongs to Danny, but I'm going to give it to her.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Michael Callahan.
Wow.
Robert Minson.
These are actually, now I have 1,800 friends, but I actually know all these people.
That's right. Alyssa Estes.
Have they been notified?
No, no, we're doing that right now because we're going to send everybody a little note and let them know that they need to listen to the show and we need to get everybody else on your page. Star Simmons. Is a possible. There's a variation in her name, so I have to check with her. And then the ones that were the most difficult that I really wanted to find something for was Donna and Todd Newman. And
yeah.
They have tons of accounts, but we have to verify the addresses. But all of these people, and I didn't go through your whole list. We just started at the top of your list.
Wow.
Not in alphabetical order, but the
sure.
top of the people listed as friends. And just start plugging them away. And this, once again, proves 8 out of 10 because we only had a few of them that didn't have money coming to them.
Now, there's a charity element to this. I'm kind of thinking that any of my Facebook friends that want to donate 10% back to me and or no, on a very serious note, I do need to get you connected with KWSS. If anyone does not know, my FM side, I am by FM Internet. And is a 501c3. It is a local company, a local station, an individual private owner, and a 501c3. And if you like the programming during the week or on the weekends and you'd like to support that, we'd be grateful for any donations you'd like to make. And it would be great if through Wayne's Foundation, this is free. This is 100% free. There are no charges. There are no percentages. He does ask, though, when you sign up, when you go to lostmoney.com, to be open to donating 10% of what has been claimed for you.
Pay it forward.
To pay it forward. And there will be a list of charities on there, or you can pick your own charity. So,
That's
again,
correct.
We're not trying to funnel you into anything that that we want or we want to believe in. In fact, we're going to be talking with Kevin Sorbo later in the show. And I love the connectivity of all of this.
And Kevin, I'm really excited. I talked to his group again electronically today. They corresponded back with us. We talked on the phone last week, and we're excited to help promote and sponsor his foundation, his group out in California.
Now, this is another aspect. So, I mean, people are looking for money right now, and they're looking for ways to repurpose things. And we were just visiting with Lori from the Barter Group. But this is also a way for charities to contact lost money to find out if they qualify, because they have to be qualifying charities. They have to be charities that, yes, we know accounting-wise, this is how much money's going where you say it is, and you rank well in the charity checker and all that stuff. But a charity or a church or an organization can broadcast this to their members. They can say, look, members, this is a free service. Go see if you have any lost money available. And if you do, give us 10%. So it's not coming out of their pocket. It's a surprise to everybody.
It's an incredible way to raise money in today's economy for charities and churches. So what we'll end up doing is each of those charities or those nonprofit organizations that qualify with our foundation, we will go ahead and put up a separate page for them where their members, their donors can come in and plug in their information. And basically they make a pledge of 10% or whatever they want to give, but at least 10% to mm-hmm. that nonprofit.
Well, now it's my fault. I mean, Wayne asked me when he picked me up today, he said, hey, do you want me to have a surprise for you? Do you want me to do it now or later? And I was like, later, let's do it on the air. Had he told me what the surprise was, I probably would have started, I would have been prepared and given the numbers to Ruben and started calling people and say, hey, Christy, you're on the air. Guess what? We've got money for you. So this is really awesome. We're going to make this
Ron
a part
Mann.
Of our... Yeah, I know. Dr. Mann, I don't know if he's listening today. He's probably out golfing.
Yeah, but, and we're not tracking him down on the course again this time to tell
no.
him.
No. Does he... You know what Wayne and I did a couple weeks ago after the show? It was only, I don't know, 100 billion degrees out, by the way. And we were driving around. Our friend called us and said, yeah, I'm at Gainey. Well, we thought he was going to be in the clubhouse. So instead, we go to Gainey. We hijack a golf cart. I mean, we kind of had permission. We took off. It's, I don't know, 115 out, humid as heck. And we're trying to find Ron at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We scoured the whole course. Couldn't find him.
And, you know, Michelle always keeps a positive attitude no matter what. After about, you know, 30 minutes of driving in that heat, she turns to me and says, you know, I've never thought I could ever appreciate a breeze at 105 degrees.
That's right. There's always something bright and everything. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be back on the other side, as promised, with, well, Hercules, a.k.a. Kevin Sorbo, because he has a name. So don't touch that dial. We'll see you on the other side.
What if you had the perfect life?
Will you marry me?
Of course, Penny Bear.
What if God had other plans?
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
What is this?
Call the great what if. See, every now and then he chooses someone to re-examine their life.
What if follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Gives him a second chance.
Mommy, Daddy's crawling on the floor.
Dad, no, I'm not anybody's dad.
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
When you walked away, you broke two hearts. And now he's given you another chance.
From producer Jerry Jenkins, author of the Left Behind series.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
This is Michelle Kors with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Check, check one. Where's all my bio?
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 Phoenix, Scottsdale. As promised, Kevin Sorbo, also known as Hercules. We were promoting his What If movie, coming to theaters near you Friday, August 20th. It's in the tradition of A Wonderful Life and The Family Man. What If is the story of finding your true purpose in life. But there's so much more to talk about with Kevin. We're going to kind of speed ahead first. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. You know, they may know me as 7 years on Hercules, but after that I did a show called Andromeda. So some people know me as Captain Dylan Hunt. I can't let 5 years of 100-hour work weeks just go by without being met.
Well, some people just know you as fabulous, and I have a confession to make. First, I always talk about everything in the terms of 6 degrees and how everything comes together. And I have to admit, growing up in Alaska and not watching a lot of TV the last X amount of years, I really didn't know who you were a few months ago, Kev. So when Jeff was like, oh my gosh, you know, Jeff's at the president here at Voice America. Michelle, we're bringing in Kevin Sorbo. We're doing all this great stuff and we need your help. I'm like, okay, what do you want from me? Who's that? Hercules. Okay, well, what do you want from me? Who's that? So, sorry, Kev. Now
it's,
I see Kevin.
It's okay. I always tell people, you know, the most watched show on television the last 10 years has been American Idol. That's 30 million viewers. That means 280 million people don't watch that show. So there's a lot of options out there. You know, it's not.
Well, no.
A lot. That's why we have 500 channels to choose from. I don't expect everybody to watch the show, but it
well,
was,
I
Hercules,
watched it. Kevin.
Hercules was huge. I got to say, we passed Baywatch as the most watched TV show in the world in the 90s.
That is incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. 175 countries. I got to brag about it because I'm very proud of it and the people I worked with and my entire crew went on to work on Lord of the Rings. I shot that series in New Zealand for 7 years.
Wow. You have an incredible history. I mean, I hope you'll tell my audience a little bit about it, because you've been out there for over 20 years. I mean, and to stay on top of everything.
At 5, that's amazing, isn't it?
Wow. Yes, and you look so good, so good.
Thank you. You know, it's a lot of it. I say I'm a 13-year overnight success. I mean, I got to Hollywood, and I worked pretty hard out there for a long time. I'm not really connected in the Hollywood world, and there sure is a lot of, you know, family pass me downs that get a lot of passes that kids like me coming out there just don't get the breaks. But a kid told me a long time ago, a friend of mine said, you know, it's called show business, not show, so treat it like a business. And I did. I came out here and I worked really hard, and you know, it's timing, it's luck, but you also have to make sure you get through that door when the door opens.
But for you, it was also, I mean, you said that, I think you told me when you were like 11, you knew. I mean, you just knew, and you believed in that. So all the work and everything aside, I mean, you really just followed your passions.
There's no question. I actually signed a lot of autographs that way, to follow your dreams, because, you know, with all the bashing people want to give America, it's still the greatest country in the world. And, you know, it's a lot of things can happen to you if you just believe in yourself, and this is one of the few countries out there that let you live out your dream.
I'll talk about Kevin's autograph signing, by the way. Again, in certain arenas, I'm a little retarded, so, like, I didn't know who Jerry Rice was, okay? Yeah, so, anyway, but then as soon as I knew he was, you know, I clearly felt retarded because, you know, to be in the presence of someone like Jerry or Kevin, and I didn't really know who Kevin was. I did a little online just to get familiar with Hercules before our first initial event, and I didn't get to meet him until Voice America did their launch with David Gibbons, and thanks to David, that's how we all know each other. And Kevin is so humble and so nice and so real and so down to earth and so gracious with every fan, young or old. You really take the time to make them feel special, because I know that, you know, like, 1 second of your life is a memory for a lifetime for them, and I think that's what's so incredible about you. So to kind of meet you more as a person first, and then understand who you are as a super mega star, having like the biggest show in the entire world, is really incredible. And you've got like 9 or 11 new films coming out. I mean, you're not going anywhere anytime soon. You're only going to get bigger.
Well, For one thing, for all those kind words you said, I should start charging people for this. But anyway,
I was going to start charging you, but we'll talk about that after the show.
No, but you know, I do. I have been busy. I've got 9 films that are due out over the next 8 months, and I'm lined up to shoot 3 more. I got one in Toronto. I'm shooting for Hallmark in September. Then I got a feature I'm shooting in St. Louis in October. Then November, December, I'm shooting a Sony film up in Salt Lake City. So it's the year's kind of filled up.
So you've got a pretty action-packed, filled schedule.
It's crazy. It's been fun, though. It's been a good ride. I mean, like I said, I started my own production company about 2 years ago, and I think with all the hard work with that, it's made a big difference in terms of you know, the projects I've been picking. I've really been mixing it up, everything from, you know, What If, which is coming out now, to psychological thriller, which will be out. It's a 3D thriller called Julia X. It'll be out November, December. And, you know, everything in between. So it's been a fun acting year for me.
Well, I mean, in addition to all, we're definitely going to be talking about What If and all the things that you're doing and got coming up. But I think I wrote, you know, in addition to being chiseled out of steel, you have like a heart of gold. And I wanted to touch on the charity that you have, because I really love working with anyone that's truly giving back and making a difference and doing positive things now that will change the life of our children of tomorrow. Instead of always focusing on the negative things we have to reverse, let's do some positive things now so we never have any of those problems in the future. And that's why it's great to happen to have had Wayne here in the studio today, because through meeting Kevin and having the opportunity to introduce him to Dixon Golf, we're going to be doing some great stuff with them to raise awareness for your charity. And Wayne has been in touch with your people. And I'd love you to tell my audience a little bit about A World Fit for Kids. And it will become a part of the lost money, where when people Wayne finds lost money for them, they'll have an opportunity to donate 10 or 20%, whatever they like, back to some of the charities that we promote. And we would love for yours to be one of them.
And that's what impressed me when I looked at Kevin, your background after meeting you at Dixon. The work that you're doing with the kids is just incredible, and it's something that's needed across the country.
Well, thank you. And that's, you know, the kickoff was 2 years ago with a golf tournament. I've been doing it for 13 years now, so if people want to find out information, they can go to worldfitforkids.org. The program is called A World Fit for Kids, and I've been part since 1997. I've been the chair and celebrity spokesperson for them. And we were pretty small when I first jumped on board. We've built up to, you know, we're probably taking about $3.5 million a year now through different functions, one of them being my golf tournament, which I host out in Las Vegas every year. Every year, it's been 2 years. We have a third year coming up. And, you know, it's an after-school program that, about 2.5 years ago, I got an award from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for having the best after-school program in the entire state of California, which is quite an honor. California's school districts, Los Angeles school district, like major cities across the country, have a huge dropout rate, and L.A. is no different, at 54%, starting as low as fifth grade. And we have a 98% graduation rate, and I work with over 12,000 kids.
That number is unbelievable. I was reading through your site again. I mean, wow. I think people would find that hard to believe, but you really do.
Well, it's, you know, it's a great program, and like I said, people can go online and check out what we do, and we're going nationwide with it now. We've got cities interested that we're talking to. It's just, you know, you have to find the people that are willing to make that a career choice. I mean, we do have quite a few people that work in the downtown office in L.A., and it's obviously a paid job. I mean, it's a nonprofit organization, but, you know, people are putting in 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You got to pay them for it, so... it's people that have a passion to work with children as well, and we just have to find that same group of people in each of these cities that want to have our program moving there.
Yeah, you've got a great crew over there. I talked to Megan and Julie again today by email, and they're awesome.
They're good people. Julie works there. They work very hard.
And they want to make sure I get into that golf tournament, so save me a spot.
You got to get some of those Dixon golf balls out there.
Yeah.
I played with them this morning, by the way.
Now, you haven't lost any more of the fire balls.
Well,
on the,
you know what? I this is going to go with me the rest of my life now. I'm the first guy to lose their brand new golf ball that just came out called Fire, and it went in the water. See, it was too hot. It had to go somewhere nice and cool.
Well, you were out there golfing. I think it was still like 112, wasn't it?
It was pretty hot that day. That's you didn't right. need any golf ball would have been on fire that day, but it was hot. But I played the golf ball. I just got back from Minneapolis, where my home is, and where I grew up, and played with the 3M guys, with Dana Quigley and Bruce Fleischer and Dan Forsman, and used the golf ball, and it was great. We had a great time on the course, and then went down to Chicago, where we premiered What If in front of 3,600 people at a super church out there called Harvest, out in the suburb of Elgin. We had to turn 1,000 people away. It was too crowded. We couldn't. There was no more room for anybody. And then we had the second premiere the second night in Grand Rapids, because we shot the movie last summer in Michigan, so it was, and that filled up two theaters there. It was great.
Yeah, no, I was doing a little, research online. In fact, I'm embarrassed to say I just ran out of hours in the day. I don't know why I can't, get 2 hours of sleep and still get everything in. But I made friends with Scott at Christian Movies. I didn't realize it was they were involved. And I love when you were telling me a little bit about it and you showed, well, before I'd seen the trailer for What If, I was asking if it was kind of in the alignment with, like, The Family Man. And I think it's such an important message for right now, because I think we're all kind of evaluating where we're at and how we got here. So I can't wait to hear about your kind of, like, wake-up call on the other side.
Well, the movie deals with, everybody has a what-if in their life, no matter what that could be, a relationship, a job, a state they should have moved to, a country they should have visited, whatever that is. And I'm a man that should have gone down this road, and he didn't. He went more of a selfish way in life, and 15 years later he's visited by an angel in the form of John Ratzenberger.
Need to talk about John for a minute, because I know you'll find this hard to believe, but most people compare me to him all the time because I know a bunch of random information. So like, you're kind of like Cliff. I'm like, thanks. So when people say, hey, what famous movie star do people tell you you're like? And I'm like, John Ratzenberger. So, I'm asking, as a personal favor, Kevin, you might have to get me his autograph someday.
I will do that. So your fountain of useless information is always...
apparently so. Well, not so much useless, but they're just like, how do you know all this random stuff?
Oh, man. On Hercules, I worked with an actor who played Aeolus, my sidekick, Michael Hurst. He's a very, very intelligent man. He's the theatrical specialist and Shakespeare specialist of New Zealand. He knows virtually everything. I was blown away, and a lot of it was just useless facts, but I said, how do you know this stuff? But he just has a memory that just is, obviously a photographic memory, pretty impressive.
If you only knew how many times I was like, yeah, just call me Cliff. So
that's,
I mean,
too funny.
I don't know if when John's out, it is a small world, if anyone ever tells him, you remind me of Michelle. I don't know. It could happen to me one day.
It could happen. This is true.
We have a few minutes before the next break, and actually Scott Reed from What If is holding. I told him he was going to join us for a little bit. He did send me the link, and I ran out of hours in the day, but I feel so privileged to be able to watch this movie prior to it coming out in theaters next week. It is going to hit Phoenix on the 20th. And I'm planning on trying to put a big group together. Now, if I had done any research before, I could have had my own private screening. So maybe for one of your next films coming up, Kevin, I'd love to be involved in that. But we'll talk to Scott for a few minutes, and then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll go really deep into the movie, because I think it's going to be really fun.
Okay.
So, Scott, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, doing good, Michelle. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for your incredible customer service. I, like, get on, I fill out this little form and go, okay, right, someone's going to get back to me. Like, next morning. Wasn't even the next morning, because I think I was sending the email at, like, 3:30. But within hours, I heard back from Scott.
That's pretty much my life. I'm on the phone and on the internet, email, and the social networks probably about 14 hours a day, helping to... connect people, churches, radio stations, and promoting What If. And I'm part of the distribution team. Can Kevin hear me, or can I?
I can hear you, sir. Yeah, okay. You better talk the good things about me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're always talking good about you guys. We're first of all, I'm a big fan. I watched Hercules growing up, and you guys, you, Christy, John, Debbie, y'all, I'm very critical of movies. I'm one of those people, I can't watch a movie anymore without kind of picking it apart, and especially a faith-based type movie. They're actually more brought under a microscope than any other ones, because people are just looking for a reason to pick it apart. This movie, before I even signed on to help out, I got a chance to watch it, and I was totally blown away by the acting. It all comes across so natural, so real. And was just very proud of all you guys for stepping up. When I say stepping up, it's not the most popular thing in the world to sign up to do a faith-based film. And I think that takes a little bit of courage, especially in what you're doing. And I thought you guys did fantastic. I would be not ashamed to show this film to anyone, a believer or non-believer or whatever.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's the thing. You call it faith-based, but, like Blindside is considered a faith-based movie, and I think that opened up the door for a lot of Hollywood studios to sort of wake up a little bit, and they've all added faith-based divisions to their product search in their studios. So it's just funny, because it's one of those movies that I had a couple of people come up to me that saw it at a private screening we had, and they said, look, I'm an atheist, but this movie blew me away. It's just, you know, it's a good movie with good morals. It's funny. It's touching. It hits a lot of nerves with people, and it's not forcing God down people's throat. But the weird thing is, you know, Hollywood wants to call it a niche movie. Well, what's niche when you got the vast majority of this country believes in God or a higher power?
Right.
You know, Hollywood's constantly services sort of the movies that most people don't want to see. I walk out of movies a lot and say, there's 2 hours, I'll never get back. You know, so I'm sort of like you. I pick these things apart, too.
Right.
Yeah, I was asking.
I'm amazed at how selfish Hollywood is. And Hollywood always wants to portray the world in the negative. They never used to be that way. It just sort of happened. I think the 60s was a turning point. But they really love to wallow in the misery of life and the misery of individuals. And it's kind of sad. After a while, people just go, you know what, we want to see something positive.
Well, it's no better time than the present. I mean, we really, when you told me a little bit about First before I saw the trailer, I said, it kind of reminds me of the Family Man. You said, yeah, and then that's what I read. And we need that It's a Wonderful Life. We need the Family Man thing right now in everything that we're going through. It's really important to have such an incredible message coming out for all of us. Hey, Scott, why don't you hang with us? I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with both Scott Reed from What If and Kevin Sorbo.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Cole, the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. The Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
This is Dr. Ron Mann with the sixth key element for survival, spiritual awareness. Spiritual awareness is a state of being that cuts across all religions and all beliefs. It is the direct experience of a greater presence that permeates all life. This presence may be called God, Jesus, Allah, Krishna, Buddha, or whatever you like, but it is tangible, wise, and loving. Most people, especially in the West, are consumed by materialism, the belief that happiness will result as you accumulate more stuff. Spiritual awareness reveals that true happiness is not found by accumulating more toys, but by self-realization, the awareness of the true nature of the self that lies within. This inner knowledge and perception changes the goal of life from what you have to who you are. For more, join me second Saturdays on 6 Degrees for Mastering Your Mental Game. Visit me at ronmann.com. That's ronmann.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind. And try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. If today was your last day.
Welcome back. You're listening to 6 Degrees on Voice America Variety Health and Wellness and 106.7 FM Phoenix Scottsdale. We're visiting with my, well, dear friend in ways, Kevin Sorbo, otherwise known as Hercules, and of course, was it Captain Doyle?
Captain Dylan Hunt.
Dylan Hunt, sorry. Okay, I'll get that right. And Andromeda. I knew that part.
First show Gene Roddenberry wrote after the original Star Trek series.
Awesome. And we also have Scott Reed from the movie What If? And I love the conversation you were having, because I wondered, I asked Kevin before when he was here, I said, Kevin, are you able to watch a movie and just watch a movie? I mean, because you've produced, I mean, you've directed, you've acted. Can you ever just watch, or does your mind let you shut off? Or, you know, how does that work for you? Because I knew someone like that was in sports, and they couldn't even watch Major League without commenting on, you know, he'd never throw that pitch if that was happening. I'm like, it's just a movie. They don't know what's going on.
You know, I think everybody comments now. I mean, we've had so many behind the scenes, you know, HBO, all these people show what goes on behind movies now over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
The generation has grown up with knowing more about movies than we certainly did, or certainly I did as a kid. And I think that's sad in a way. It's taken a lot of the magic out of movies, because people, you know, you hear people talking in the theaters going, oh, that was special effects. They used the green screen there and they did this. You kind of go, I try to shut off. I try to go on there and just get, you know, with my popcorn and just sort of disappear in the darkness and just escape for a while, because that's what, you know, television movies are for, really.
Now, you must have, I mean, you have your own production company too, but you must have a million people coming after you for different things. How does a movie or a script, I mean, have to speak to you in order for you to want to be involved or attach your name to it?
You know, I'm not stuck on one genre, so to speak. I mean, I like a good movie that's got a good message to it. But, you know, if I get through the first 20 pages and I'm into it, then I'll read the rest of it. If not, I just, you know, I'll give it 20 pages. If it hasn't grabbed my attention by then, I just put it down.
I do that with my emails, but it's about the first 20 words. And if I don't like any more after that, then I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this. No, I'm kidding. So, Scott, you said you had a lot of really fun, great stuff available for What If. And then, Kevin, let's get into the movie itself. An incredible cast and a really wonderful message, so appropriate for this time.
Well, like we mentioned earlier, John Ratzenberger is in it, and Christy Swanson, who's done a lot of things, and was probably most notably know her from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Debbie Ryan, who's a big star on the Disney Channel. And it was, you know, we just kind of clicked right away. Christy and I had never met before. John I've known for a long time, and we've never worked together, and, you know, he plays this angel that shows up.
You're kind of easy to click with, Kevin, though. I mean, you're so down to earth, and you're so real, and you're so gracious. It's really easy to talk to you. I mean, I watched you with your fans and people that would come up to you at the Dixon Golf event and at the Voice America event, so imagine that's pretty easy.
Well, thanks. I'll give it to the, you know, I'll give credit to my parents and Midwest upbringing. I don't know. So it's, you know, it's the fans out there that give me a job, really. You know, if people aren't watching my TV shows like Hercules, that doesn't go 7 years if nobody's watching. So, you know, when, like you mentioned earlier, if you give them just a minute, they have a lifetime memory, and they do. Mm-hmm. I've had people walk up and just say the nicest things, and you give them an autograph, and you know that they walked away saying that was cool.
But so, a lot of actors and athletes forget that somehow.
Oh, yeah. I've been around. Trust me.
So in the movie, you're Ben Walker, and 15 years ago, you left your college sweetheart, Wendy, who was Christy,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to be a preacher, of all things, and for a business opportunity. I bet there's a lot of people that can identify with that at some time in their life. They've been at a crossroads and had to pick or choose.
Well, you know, it's funny, because after the movie, I asked my parents, you know, we're talking about it, and I asked my dad, I said, you have a what if in your life with your job, you know, because he was a public school teacher for 35 years, and he said, you know, I had a chance to get into pharmaceutical sales where I would have made a heck of a lot more money than being a teacher. So that's one of those things he kind of wishes he would have done. And then he brought up airplane flying. That's one of my dreams I've never done. I've always wanted to get my pilot's license, and he's told me that that's what he wanted to do, and that blew my mind. You know, he's been my dad all my life, and I never knew that. So it was,
pilots are hot, definitely.
It was kind of neat. It was interesting.
So you choose to take, obviously, the business opportunity. You have an incredibly high-paying job, the trophy wife, a new car, and then what happens?
Trophy fiancé.
Oh, fiancé, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 15 years have passed since I basically told Wendy, I said, I'd be back for her. I said, look, I got a job opportunity, I got to take this. And of course, I never go back to her, and 15 years goes by, and I'm a high-powered investment banker, fast-talking, smooth. All I care about is the money, all I care about is the little toys. And so, you know, along comes, I get a brand new car, along comes the angel shows up in my car, just sort of mysteriously broken down. And he, you know, I think he's a tow truck driver because he's in the form of a tow truck driver, and says he's an angel. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, buddy, just fix my car. But he gives me a what if. He doesn't send me back. He says, okay, 15 years have passed, but you didn't leave Wendy, and this is where your life is now. And basically wake up in a house that I don't recognize, but apparently it's mine, and I have a teenage daughter and a 8-year-old daughter, and Wendy is my wife, and it pretty much freaks me out. And the movie takes off from there.
Awesome. Is this... I'm getting text messages, scared me, sorry. I was like, whoa. Scott, did you have anything you wanted to throw in?
I was just, I was sitting here thinking, and we did mention all of the other, the actors, and right now, I'm going to have to look her name up, but the young girl in it, the youngest girl.
Debbie Ryan?
No, the little girl. No, Debbie does a fantastic job. You actually believe that she's the little brat teenager. There's no doubt about it. She does an excellent job. Mm-hmm. But let me see here. I'm going to look her up real quick. What's her name, Kevin? Do you the little girl?
Oh, I can. You know, I can never pronounce her.
Hold on. Taylor. Her first name is Taylor.
Yeah, it's Taylor. And it's Grundhaus, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Never pronounce her last name. I get embarrassed with it because it's a very interesting sort of German name. And it's Taylor's her first name certainly. But it's, I think
right. She plays Megan, the little girl, and Kevin, I'm sure, will agree with me on this. Not to take away from anybody else, but whenever she is in the room and speaks up and does something, she kind of steals the scene. She is just
there's no question. She's got these one-liners that are absolutely hilarious.
Just
and she is the first acting gig she's ever had in her life.
Wow.
Right.
And she's been very busy since then.
That's awesome.
They're from Grand Rapids. She was a local, Michigan, when she got cast for the part. So It's interesting to see her career take off at such a young age because she's been very busy coming out here in Hollywood. She's done another like 3-4 movies since this.
Oh my goodness! All about being the right place, fate and destiny.
Yep, no question.
Exactly, and I'll have to also add to this that y'all were just talking about just a minute ago about how some actors and people that get famous, you know, they'll forget about the little people and you know brush off fans and stuff like that. Kevin, I have got so many emails from people overseas and from people here in the States that absolutely adore you and say nothing but the positive things. He's down to earth. He's a great guy. And I get to talk to Dallas and Russell. And you remember Russell from PureFlix?
Oh, sure, Russell.
Yeah, I get to talk to them almost every day. And we sometimes I'll ask, how is it working with so-and-so? And they'll be honest. They'll tell me. You know, they'll say, I was kind of a jerk, or they were nice. They had nothing but good things to say about Kevin and Christy and John, all of them. They were said that you guys were just top-notch to work with. And I thought that I would just add that so whoever is listening would know, look, they're the real deal. They're nice folks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, when you're working long hours like that, I want to have fun on the set, too. I mean, trust me, I've worked with other actors. I'm not going to name names. But it's just miserable. The crew doesn't like them. The actors don't want to work with them. And they're just a pain in the butt. And I don't know why these guys even get work when they have this sort of work ethic. And when you're on the set, you're working 12, 14-hour days. You're working 6 days a week, a lot of times on location. You know, let's have fun. You know, I'm a bit of a, you know, David Letterman sarcasm thing sometimes. And I like to look for some good fun in that, you know. I mean, sit there and poke fun at myself or other people. I mean, it's just all just to sort of make the day go by. So, you know, it's what we're trying to do in this industry really is just why I even got involved in it is I wanted to make people feel things, whether it was happy or you know, sad or whatever the reasons were. That's why I like acting. I mean, I'm very comfortable in my own skin, but it's fun. I get paid to be other people, and it's just something I got hooked on at a very young age.
Well, I'm so glad that I'm grateful for both of you. And Kevin, I'm so honored to have you here on the show. And thank you for letting me help bring and promote your next movie, What If? coming to theaters near you Friday, August 20th to everyone. And Scott, thank you for actually believing me when I said, I know Kevin, he's going to be on my show. I'm thinking I'm going to get, yeah, right. But thank you for believing me and being here and for forwarding the movie. And I'll continue to play commercials the next few weeks for you guys to promote it locally. And then next time, hopefully, I'll get ahead of the game. But thank you both for everything. You can go to thewhatifmovie.com. That's thewhatifmovie.com if you'd like more information, as well as if you want to find out more about Kevin, kevinsorbo.net. That's kevinsorbo.net. I hope you both have an incredible weekend. I'm blessed to know you and look forward to being a part of your journey.
Thanks. It's a pleasure being here. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Take care. I hope everybody has a super fabulous, incredible weekend. We are out of here, and we'll see you in 7. So here I go, taking a curve.
You've been listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.